This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Today is Wednesday, August 27th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. 2 years ago, St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman said he would not seek re-election. Now he's reconsidering.
KMOX has begun to hear rumors St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman was having second thoughts about running for a seventh term. When we initially asked him directly, he hesitated.
You very well may think that, but I couldn't possibly comment.
Before eventually commenting.
I've had a lot of people asking me to reconsider my decision not to, and that's what I'm doing right now, is reconsidering.
The Republican primary for St. Charles County Executive is a year away. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Police say natural gas was a factor in Monday's explosion in North St. Louis County.
It's likely. That's what they have come up with. It's likely a natural gas explosion. Again, there's still more work to be done to determine that for sure.
This is Stuart McMillan with the latest update on this week's huge explosion that leveled 5 houses and damaged 20 others in North St. Louis County. St. Louis County Police Chief Kenneth Gregory says investigators eliminated many potential causes like criminal activity. Now they're thinking it's natural gas. What does the utility think?
I never got a word from Spire as to what they were doing. You would probably have to speak with them about whatever investigations that they came up with.
Spire is cooperating, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
5 people were injured, including an 18-year-old man with life-threatening injuries. Detectives do not suspect foul play, and the investigation is ongoing.
18-year-old Dontaya Hardy was actually inside the home where the explosion happened. His uncle, Terrence Hardy, explained to Fox 2 his nephew has burns on 85% of his body because the explosion dropped debris in his only path to get out, which meant he had to run through the flames to escape.
He's in and out, you know. He's still sedated, you know, still a lot of pain. He was able to explain, you know, what had happened in the process of him going to the hospital.
There's a benefit concert to help the victims this Sunday at the Grandel Theater patio. Tonight, downtown St. Louis residents have their regular safety committee meeting. One topic on the agenda, the open-air drug park at 14th Street between Olive and Pine.
The situation on 14th Street is something that of great concern to us. I mean, it's just not compatible with a great city or a great downtown.
That's resident and member of Citizens for a Greater Downtown St. Louis, Les Sturman, on the problem that seems to be getting worse. Social media postings show graphic pictures of people passing out, some cases even overdosing on the sidewalk in the middle of the day. KMOX asked St. Louis police for an interview with the chief. They have not responded to us. Sturman says police do attend their regular safety meetings.
They talk about what they're doing, and, you know, clearly they are following these situations. They're making arrests periodically. It just doesn't seem to be very effective at this point in dealing with this. Maybe it's a lack of effective criminal justice system in dealing with these and putting away some of these offenders so they can't just be back out on the street the next day and selling drugs again.
KMOX has asked for the number of calls St. Louis Fire and EMS have received at that park. We are waiting for that information because what is not clear is just how many drug-related deaths there have been in the park at 14th and Olive. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Tonight's meeting is at 6 at Hotel St. Louis at 7th and Olive. KMOX will be there. St. Louis is trying to improve the roads, but many of those city streets are actually controlled by MoDOT.
We are exploring what our more constructive relationship with MoDOT looks like.
One of the streets under state control is Gravois, which has new bright green crosswalks in one spot, and MoDOT's considering it for a bigger redo later this decade. Mayor Spencer says she isn't the only one who wants that to result in a street that's more appropriate for a city stroll than a suburban speed through.
There's been a big push, particularly by citizens, to reconsider Gravois, to create a road diet and to really think through how we can make it a safer corridor. I'm absolutely in favor of that for lots of different reasons. You look at the fatalities that have occurred there, the pedestrian fatalities, and it's heartbreaking.
Spencer says she'll bring it up this morning with the director of MoDOT at the East-West Gateway Council of Governments meeting. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
After Monday night's walk-off win, the Cardinals lost 8-3 against the Pirates last night. The two face off again tonight at 6:45. You can hear it here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.